Der erste Tag der Weltfriedenswoche 22, der neigt sich langsam am Ende entgegen, aber wir haben noch einen Gast für euch, und zwar ist das Rosemary Hyde. Sie ist Direktorin von der Online-Community livingpeacenow.org und ich habe sie hier für euch gerade live am Telefon aus den USA. Good morning, Mrs. Hyde. So, I just introduced you to our Radio Chico listeners. Thank you very much for this live interview and your precious time.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
This year's topic in our World Peace Week are sports and peace. And you are the director of Living Peace Now. That's a non-profit organization. Could you please explain to our listeners the purpose of your organization?
Yes, it's really quite simple. It started with an awareness that although we all want peace, most of us, most of the time, need to learn how to be peaceful inside. And so that's basically, we are a collaborative community seeking to learn and then apply peaceful behaviors and ideas.
And how exactly can one learn to live peacefully or be peaceful?
Well, the sports are a good example of doing that. We need to understand that all of us are one. We need to respect each other person despite appearances. We need to raise our awareness so that we are not in conflict within ourselves. And that's the beginning point. That has to be the beginning point. So it is a learning process. You know, as humans, we love it when we're the center of attention. We don't like it when we're not. And we are willing to fight to get the best of whatever. It's a learning process.
In the introduction video on your website, you state, be the change you want to see. How can we achieve that?
Those, I believe, are words of Gandhi. And it's a goal. It's an ideal. And we explore, we experiment. And we try out and we practice, just like being an athlete. It's the same thing. You could say that achievement of championship status in peace, you get there the same way you become a champion athlete. You practice, you learn, you listen, you practice some more, you learn some more, you listen some more, you're coached, you practice. Lots of practice.
Do you believe that sports can bring more peace in the world?
It's a tool. There are many tools. I think that sports are a very good tool because they encourage us to respect others. They are, you know, it's one way that people can excel, and it encourages people that are really good physically to excel in that. And any way that we can encourage people to be the best of what they are is brings peace, because we respect and admire the other person, and when we do that, we don't want to fight with them.
Now, I have a quote for you. Sport brings peace because it unites people of all different kinds. What are your thoughts about that quote?
It's an interesting quote. Like I said, sports are one tool for doing that. Anything that allows people to get out of boxes that we put people in, you know, as being of a certain race, of a certain gender, of a certain, you know, persuasion, of a certain set of ideas. Anything that helps us to do that helps us to bring peace. And it's not that there's something magical about sports. We have to want to become peaceful, and then we can use sports to bring peace. And indeed, sports have, over the history of the last, say, 50, 60, 75 years, since World War II particularly, sports have increasingly provided opportunities for people to basically to make friends, in competing with and then shaking hands with people who are different from ourselves, different countries, different regions. But sports have also been used to increase nationalist separation. It's all in how sports are used. It's all in what people want underneath to do. So they're a great tool, but they're not magic.
You talk about being able to break out of boxes people put us in. Is that also a way of living peace in daily life for you?
Yeah, it is. Because whenever we label someone, we put a category on them. We say, oh, that person is a whatever. We're basically putting them in a box and we're saying, and I am not like that person. And that is always a lie, because we are all like each other in our essence, in our core. So labels are a way of, we say, a way of othering people. You know, we can say person with disabilities, for instance. That's why they're changing the language. Because earlier, a person with a mental disability would have been called retarded or dumb. And that's a label. And when you get to know people with mental disabilities, you know that they're 100% real people. And all of us have ways in which we're more competent, ways in which we're less competent. And we all have a human heart, a human essence, a human being. You know, the labeling is a destructive, a violent thing to do to other people. In sports, we get to know, okay, so that person is African and I'm European, just saying, you know, and we played together as in competition. So now we shake hands. We have encountered each other. We have worked and played with them. We understand that we are the same, that the label doesn't make any difference.
So according to you, that's one way of living peace in daily life. Do you have another example for living peace in daily life?
Let's see. Any way that we have of coming to respect and appreciate people, all people, any people, as beings, as, you know, as part of the universe along with us, is a way of living peace. And this is true not only with people, but with species, with plants, animals, with the earth, you know, the whole thing about climate. That is a way to protect the climate, is a way of living peace now. Because we are nurturing other beings.
Let's go briefly back to the topic sports. Do you personally exercise?
Of course. I mean, it's essential. If we don't move, we're not very alive.
So what exactly do you do?
Oh, basically, I do modern exercise with machines. I also walk. I don't run because I'm 81 years old and old knees don't like to run. I mean, you know, moving is really crucial.
Have you ever experienced a specifically peaceful moment while exercising?
Oh, yeah. Lots. You know, exercise, there's a physical reason for that, and that is the endorphins that we produce when we are active physically and harmoniously. Our body produces feel-good hormones. And I'm sure that many, many, many people who run do it because they experience that. There's also the idea of the, what you might call the zone, which is anything that we are doing and we're in harmony with ourselves and with what we are doing brings us feelings of great peace.
Another question. Topic failing. Failing is something that we experience in daily life. sports or just when you're at work or somewhere. How do you deal with failing experience?
How do you deal with failure? Well, there's a thing called attachment. And that is that you are so attached. You want so badly to succeed that it will cause you pain to fail. And, you know, if you allow yourself to get so obsessed with succeeding, then yeah, it's going to hurt to fail. But what does it mean to fail? It's basically, you can also conceptualize, define the experience as, okay, if I lose, if I don't get the time or the speed that I want, I'm not having a good day. That happens. It's okay. It doesn't diminish my self-worth. So when we decide, when we feel that succeeding and reaching the goal is the only thing that can make us feel good, then we're setting ourselves up to suffer if we fail. But we can frame any situation however we choose. And if we're wiser, we might say, you know what? It is great just to be here today with these wonderful athletes or these wonderful singers or these wonderful whoever they are. I'm just happy to be here participating, and I'm going to do my best. And whatever that is, it is. And I'm not competing for worth with anyone else. I'm just doing my best. And whatever happens, you've done your best.
Our radio is a radio mainly for children and teens. Do you have any words of advice for our young audience?
You know what? If you want to be happy, living your life that way, doing your best to be kind and be loving and to respect people and to know that you are wonderful, even if you don't come in first. That doesn't matter. What matters is you are happy inside yourself because you are helping others to be happy. That's all that really matters.
Thank you very much, Reverend Hyde, for those inspiring words. Das ist Rosemary Hyde gsi. Sie ist Direktorin von der Online-Community livingpeacenow.org, live aus den USA bei uns in der Weltfriedenswoche am Telefon.